717 now at KLIF. Why can't teachers just keep their opinions to themselves? Especially when they're political.
This guy,
in nature, or?
Yeah, the guy in this story, he's a history teacher, and I think history requires certain expressions of perspective, right?
Right, perspective, but not to go on a rant about, in your classroom
about today's military. What, you know, what has that got to do with history at all? How did that even come up?
And this guy, nasty, and he's right. Dropping his expletives every 2 seconds.
Guy's name is Gregory Salcido. He's a history teacher at El Rancho High School and a Pico Rivera city councilman. I guess that's why he has trouble separating the two, because he's a local politician. Pico Rivera is in Los Angeles County. It's one of the many, 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 many cities
right.
That comprise what we refer to as LA. He was caught on camera telling his class that military people, and now this is a little bit hard to understand, but you have to listen carefully, but I think you get an idea of what we're talking about. He says military people are the lowest of the low.
I don't understand why we let the freaking military guys come over here and recruit you at school. We don't let pimps come into school. All right, anyone interested in being a hoe? They're gonna freaking lie to you, and they're gonna tell you, and this is what you guys always tell me, I'm gonna go to the military, why? Oh, so I can have them pay for my college. Bull freaking. If you were interested in college, would you ever consider the military?
No.
But you booked this out because you wasted 13 years of your education, and you have no other options. And you're trying to figure out, what am I gonna do? And then they give you all that bull. Oh, see the world, see the freaking world. You don't freaking see the world, you're on a freaking ship or something like that. What do you think, you're on vacation?
So essentially, he's telling his class that there are military recruiters on campus. They shouldn't be signing up to join the military, because if they do, they're losers.
Right. Basically, he likened the military recruiters to pimps and potential recruits to hoes.
That's what we heard there.
There are three separate videos that have gone viral. Apparently, a student in the class who was wearing a Marine Corps hoodie recorded everything.
So, if you join the military, it's because you have no other option. Because you didn't take care of business academically, because your parents didn't love you enough to push you, and then you didn't love yourself enough to push yourself, which is...
Your parents didn't love you enough to push you?
Because you're a loser. That's the only reason you would join the military, you're a loser.
Listen to the rest of this.
It isn't even that hard. It's not even that hard. You just have to focus a little bit. You don't even have to work hard. You just have to focus. And you didn't do it. So now you're thinking, sure, my parents are on my ass to do something. And then your parents even encourage it sometimes. Because they want to get you off of their ass. And they want to get your grandma and grandpa off of their ass, because their grands are shit. And they want the neighbors to think that you're okay. They're, oh, Johnny's joining the military. Oh, that's great, man, great.
Don't you think at some point here, at least one of the students would have said, Mr. Salcido, I don't agree with you.
They were probably afraid to. Maybe they thought they'd get an F in the class.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, is this almost likened to, not likened to sexual harassment, but is this harassment?
And he continued to demean the people in the U.S. military.
We have electricity. We had all our freaking night vision goggles, all that kind of stuff, and we can't freaking control these dudes wearing freaking robes and chanclas. Because we got a bunch of dummies over there. Think about the people who you know are over there. Your freaking stupid Uncle Louie or whatever, they're dumb shit. They're not like high-level thinkers. They're not academic people. They're not intellectual people. They're the freaking lowest of our low, not morally. You know, I'm not saying they make bad moral decisions. Just they're not talented people. That's why I kept when the president's always says, we have the best military in the world. Presidents will all say that, whether it's Obama, whether it's anybody. I was like, no, we don't. The data is in. We don't have a good military. We haven't been able to beat these guys wearing freaking robes and chanclas for 15 years.
I wonder if he served in the military. I'd be curious to find out, or if any members of his family did.
Well, he must have family members who served. Doesn't sound like he has. Who knows? Might be.
The school district is investigating and has said they will take disciplinary action against the teacher, but they can't say anything because it's a personnel matter.
Yeah. I kind of understand that. Kind of. But you would like to know what's going to happen. And you have to wonder, too. I should ask my daughter-in-law. She's a public school teacher. Do you all realize that these kids, every single one of them that comes in the room has a phone with a camera?
Right.
And a recorder?
And don't you know what you say is going to go viral like this? Pico Rivera Mayor Gustavo Camacho issued a statement reaffirming the city's support for the military. Fellow councilman told the Orange County Register he doesn't believe the city should take action against Salcido. Instead, he said it's up to the city's residents in the next election.
I would say that apparently this man does not realize that what he's saying might be looked upon, that might get him into some trouble. Apparently he didn't realize it.
He posted a message to his personal Facebook page saying he didn't think it was wise for him to comment on the situation and reaffirmed his support of free expression for all individuals.
He's a history teacher. You can just imagine the spin he's putting on everything he's teaching from history.
Yeah, right? You have a right to free speech, but you got a classroom of kids.
Isn't it
true? And it's just not appropriate.
Isn't it job number one for teachers to teach children to think critically and to think for themselves?
Right, and here you're telling them what your opinion is.
Yeah.